This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Not too bad.
Baseball's back. Couldn't be better. Baseball's, that means warmer weather's about ready to come.
It's looking pretty good down the road. Temperatures getting back up in the high 50s and low 60s, which is about adequate for this time of the year. As you said, the baseballs are flying out of the park.
You know what that means? Hotter weather's coming, so we're going to be complaining about how hot it is.
Well, yeah, that's the nature of the brute.
We can never make our minds up. We're either too cold or we're too hot.
It's too hot.
We should move this to San Diego. It'd be sunny and 70 all the time.
That's a recipe for soup, isn't it? It's either too hot or too cold.
That's true. I'll send that to Campbell's, why don't
you? Yeah, right.
We have a good guest this week.
Yes, we do, the best.
Montgomery County Clerk and Recorder Sandy Lighthizer is our guest, and that conversation begins right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know firsthand just how difficult the passing of a beloved family member can be. Losing a loved one is never easy, but there is a simple way to lift some of the burdens from your family. Come by Plummer Funeral Home and we'll help you make your final arrangements in advance. We'll record your choices and help you plan a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin out alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest this week is Montgomery County Clerk and Recorder Sandy Lighthizer. Sandy, welcome back, my friend. How are you today?
Just fine, Tobin and Ralph. Great to be with you.
And we are here to talk about a busy time for your office, because it seems like we get out of one election cycle, we start a new April 9th election. Fast approaching. Early voting is still going on right now. Give us an update on where we're at right now.
Sure, Tobin. Yes, and you're right. It's the countdown that's taking place right now. Our staff is very, very busy with just preparing all of the election judge materials for the voters, making sure everything's packed appropriately. This morning, we're doing the final test of our voting equipment and then packing those units up and getting ready to load them out over the weekend to the various polling places throughout the county. So it is a very hectic time, and we just want the voters to participate. I mean, after a lot of the taxpayer expense that goes toward, putting an election on, we just really encourage everybody to get out and vote and exercise your right under our, republic that we have in the United States of America to vote.
Is it easy to get an individual out when you have, I'm just using this as an example, the city of Litchfield, where you have aldermen that are up, the mayoral seat that's up, and school boards? Or is it easy, like you got the city of Hillsborough, where their board's pretty much set, they're not up this time, but the school board is? So, I mean, what's the...
Right, you're right. And contests in elections, that certainly does bring more voter turnout out. And we, of our ballots, we have 21 of our in-county districts that have contests. But yet, even though the ballot that a voter might receive may not have a lot of contests, it's just that practice and that participation that's so important. I mean, we try to stress that, other countries don't have this right. If nothing else, just show your support for our democracy, get out and exercise your right to vote.
And even though, let's say, the city of Hillsborough, only the Board of Education's on the ballot.
Well, actually, we have the township, and there's a community college district trustee,
right.
Educational Service Region. I mean, there's other districts that, are on the Hillsborough area ballots.
Yeah, my point is, though, it's still very important. With everything going on with the school districts and that, they're going to be soon making a decision that's going to affect the city big time.
Yes.
Especially if you have children that are about ready to go through the school system, they will soon be making a decision that will affect that town big time.
That's right.
And it's not like it doesn't matter, because it does.
Yes. And these are local leaders. These are community folks that we know by name. We know to say hello when we pass them on the street. So these are folks that are on the ballot that are very, very important decision makers. And we need to let our voice be heard on next Tuesday on Election Day or by early voting.
Let's go back and talk a little bit about Hillsborough. I realize it's because of the because of the form of government, but why are they not on the ballot this time, the city of Hillsborough? It is a difference in...
Yes, yes, Ralph, good question. And Hillsborough is a commission form of government. They have a mayor and commissioners that oversee that the city. And because of that, they are all elected at the same time in an odd year election. So they were all on the ballot in 2011, so they are not needed. Their term will not be up until 2015. And Hillsborough's not alone. Nokomis and Coffeen are the same way. So those voters within Hillsborough, Nokomis, and Coffeen cities won't see those municipal officers on their ballot this time.
And when we talk about the local races in the other towns like Litchfield and stuff, it's good to see that we have multiple candidates. For instance, like Litchfield, you have three gentlemen who wish to be mayor, and that puts some more interest into the whole scenario.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Exactly. In fact, at countywide, this election, we have 17 of the 20 municipalities with elections. All 19 townships in our county are on the ballot. Four park districts, six library districts, four community college districts, five educational service regions, 14 school board districts, one elected fire protection district, and we have three public questions referenda on the ballot.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Yes, I know. And that it's, you know, it just kind of shows you this is a very comprehensive election. I mean, a lot involved. We sure thank our local clerks of each of these districts who actually, you know, run the election from the beginning point. They accept the petitions. They, you know, hand out all the materials to the candidates at that level. And then they basically certify their ballot to us. And we just basically print the ballot based on those local clerk certifications.
In the event of a tie, don't they handle the tiebreaker, or is it you that handles
it? It is the county clerk that handles that. Yes, and we also canvass the votes after the election.
Right.
Correct.
I remember, the Litchfield race, the last time the mayoral race was up, that was decided by one vote, and that tested out the optical scan voting system, and that came out the way it should. I mean,
yes,
it was.
Yes, we're thankful. And again, I send kudos to our election company and our county board for making the choice, you know, for this equipment, and my staff who diligently test the equipment with me. And we feel we have a good system. The voters like it. It's a paper ballot, which some may say would be maybe a step back. Mm-hmm. But you darken that oval on that paper ballot, you feed it through a tabulator, which then brings this current technology in place. And we have that paper trail, so we have both a hand count if we need to take it, as well as a tabulator count.
I know there's a lot of ballots that will be sent out to different areas on this election, and I know the county board's been looking at ways to cut costs, make this more realistic budget-wise. Will we ever have a point where there's a secure system that, because my schedule's busy, Uncle Ralph's schedule's busy, schedules change, that we can go online, log in our private information on a secure website, and vote that way, and that information comes to your office?
Boy, Tobin, I don't know.
You follow what I'm saying.
I do, and as you stated in the way you've stated it, I'm certainly in the wishful category, you know, for that to happen someday myself. But there's just so many unknowns. There's so much lack of integrity within the internet systems that we see right now. It would really have to pass a lot of testing in order to accomplish that goal.
Your office would still be available if you want to go in, fill out the oval, and manually do it.
Right.
But if you're in a hurry, you want to vote, but you can't get to your office, at least that gives another alternative for someone to vote.
Yes, I see your point. I see your point. And also, the Illinois State Board of Elections is the stopping point for all election equipment and systems to be certified at the state level. So, you know, they would have to, you know, administer all that testing and whatever online-based system would have to meet their expectation.
And I'm sure an argument against this, Tobin, would be the length of time we now have to vote absentee. They would look at you and say, hey, there's some time in there that you're not too busy to run to the courthouse and vote absentee. And so this would be a big strike against what you say, even though it makes sense.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it's another alternative because let's ask this. Voter turnout right now, where do we stand right now?
Well, we are at a lower level at this point. We feel right now we've had 409 voters either ask for or receive absentee or early ballots. So that is, we feel, a lower level. And that's why we hope we can get the voters out on Election Day and also offer some options that the voters, you know, have at this point to come into the office and vote early. That's offered now, including this upcoming Saturday, 8 to noon. And our regular office hours are 8 to 4, and this will continue through the day before the election, next Monday, 8 to 4.
Or is the old joke in Cook County, vote vote early and vote often?
Right, Ralph. But why we like to say that's just in Cook County, not in, not ever, in Montgomery County.
No,
you're right.
No. You, it's interesting. You said 400 plus had asked for absentee ballots, and that was down a little. That's interesting. That, you know, that would be a lower figure. That sounds like quite a few to me.
But right. Then, right. But yet with the offering that we have of early voting and the convenience that, you know, voters know that it offers, it, you know, we would expect to have a little more of a turnout here, especially I guess we're comparing it to the election that we just completed, the presidential election, November 2012, where we served a total of 2,184 voters in this same time period. So, you know, when you compare it to something like that, maybe it can't be compared, the two elections, but we would just hope for more voters to get out and participate. That's why I'd like to stress that these local leaders are every bit as important as our state and federal leaders
Those are the people that make your county function.
Yes, you're right.
That is a huge drop, 2,000 to what you just mentioned. That almost seems to me, and I'm not playing devil's advocate here.
No,
that there may be too many elections, and it may be time to think about, hey, let's merge some of these together.
Mm-hmm. Certainly from a county savings standpoint to administer the elections, we would, you know, be on board with that. But what you get into is there's so many different types of governments that oversee these districts that, you know, would maybe, you know, be an obstacle to accomplishing that. At our township level, all of those officers are elected at the same time once every 4 years. That's easily done. Our township supervisors, clerks, assessors, highway commissioners, trustees. But when you get to the other districts, their districts or their governments are set up to rotate their officers. So there is only one election in an odd year, so we won't have one in the fall, in November. But this one election, it must be held every 2 years as we stand.
Mm-hmm. And it's always interesting this time of year. It's nice to see, like Uncle Ralph mentioned, the interest in some races. Because I think if there's no interest, then they're either A, the ship is running according to plan and everything's fine, or B,
nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Right. And, you know, you look
at
Litchfield.
We don't want that.
No, you look at Litchfield, and that's the scenario. You've got several people that are very interested in what's going on over there. Early voting still ongoing at the courthouse.
Yes, and we also have grace period registration going on, which is fairly new to Illinois. But say if a voter has moved into the county, they lived here at least 30 days, and they miss that deadline to register to vote or to change their address to make sure their address is current as they try to vote, they can come into our office right now and change their voter registration or actually register to vote. And that the last day to do that is Saturday, April 6th, up 8 until noon. And the requirement under Illinois law is that they vote at the same time. So they would vote early at our office after they complete that service. So, you know, if somebody thinks they missed the boat, you have it. Come on in.
And one thing we also need to mention on Election Day, if they would like to see the votes come in as it happens, they're more than welcome to come up to the county boardroom, newly refurbished county boardroom.
That's right.
and see the returns come in as they can. And that's always been a feature every election, whether it's the presidential or general that you guys have always offered. And
right,
you know,
right. I just feel, I mean, that historic courthouse, as beautiful as it is, it's the people's house, and mm-hmm. what better way to just celebrate democracy, to be there at, as the election returns come in. Our returning election judges will be bringing in all the material, and then we process memory cards from the tabulators to then merge all those results together. And we just invite the folks to come on in to be a part of that process. We have our website that is shown on a projector screen there in the county boardroom, and we offer paper reports to anyone that would want to receive a certain district's right. or certain precinct's reports as they see the returns come in. So we encourage folks to come on up. Now, another option, if they want to maybe stay at home and from the comfort of their own couch, so to speak, we have had a tremendous success, we feel, with our website, which is www.montgomeryco.com.
Newly revamped website, by the way.
That's right. And you're welcome to just go right to that website and just keep hitting the refresh button. And as those precincts report, you'll see the returns right there on our internet site.
And that's changed the game quite a bit, hasn't it? That website.
Yes.
I know it, for my job on election day, it makes my life a little easier because all I got to do is log on to the website, hit refresh. I've got returns up to the minute, and it's taken care of. But my word,
yes.
that has changed the game quite a bit. I know there's been, I think the last time the mayoral elections happened, there were designated areas where the groups were meeting, and
sure.
they had Wi-Fi available, and they had their laptops on, and it was on the county's website, and they were hitting refresh every so often. So, I mean, that's really changed the game in a better way.
Yes, we feel it has. Yes, and the number of hits on that site is just tremendous as we reflect on that after each election. And, it's just a convenience, and we're glad to offer it. And I should say at a very, very low cost.
Mm-hmm.
We're thankful that our IT representative, Bill Purcell, oversees that end of it as well as the tabulators and right. the assurance that they're all working properly through Election Day. But because some counties have to pay a vendor to make sure their website is updated, not in Montgomery County. It's all done in-house, very low cost, and we feel very, very cost effective.
Any changes to the voting locations before we hit the 9th that we need to make a mention of?
Nope.
Not
all
right
now? All the same locations okay. that voters went to at November, and we had our specimen ballot in our local county newspapers, but if certainly our website has information on polling places as well. But if anyone has a question about what's going to be on their ballot or where their polling place is or if they're registered to vote, we also encourage them to just give us a call.
Absolutely.
At the office.
Well, we have a couple minutes left. Let's promote the other love of your
oh.
life, which is the band.
Oh, okay.
Because I know the summer tour will be
boy.
fast approaching. How's
yes.
Scrap Iron and Gold doing?
Doing good. Yes, we've got some engagements coming up this summer around the area. We are just thankful for the folks that like to get out and listen to that bluegrass gospel music, and we just have a good time. I think we, in some cases, may have a better time than the folks listening to us, And then also I sit in, as time allows, with my husband's band, The Fundamentals and Country
Never
Cooking.
Never heard of them. Never
heard,
Never
of, heard them. Of those guys?
Never
yeah.
heard of them.
Fundamentals,
quite a
yeah.
bunch.
They are quite a bunch, yeah, and it's fun. Country Cooking is the name that they go by with a lot of their retro oldie country gigs, as we like to say. So it's music is a joy in my life, and I appreciate being able to share it.
To test the memory, we were talking about memory a while ago, to test the memory of our listeners out there, in 1976 when you
Uh-oh.
Youngsters started out.
Youngsters.
What was the name of your band?
Ooh, it was called Sweet Harmony.
Yes.
Sweet Harmony was our first band, yes.
Wow.
I know it. That's going back a ways.
How did Sweet
isn't
Harmony
it?
Become Scrap Iron and Gold?
Oh, well, see, there's different members in Scrap Iron and Gold. Oh, it goes. We've had several different names. Sweet Harmony, and then we went to Rusty Halo. Rusty Halo was the name of the band. Yeah. For many years. Tobin has missed the years of Rusty Halo.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He was
not here.
No, you weren't here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we went to the Boomers. Mm-hmm. That was our oldie kind of group.
That was a nice place
a
in Richfield, wasn't it, Boomers?
Well, actually, I think, I know. You got a point there. Yeah, I think we might have had something to do with that name. But anyway, I digress. yeah, right. And then, from the Boomers, the Fundamentals, and So, yeah, time
and
marches
Fundamentals,
on.
They're an awesome band.
Well,
They're a great band. And Scrap Iron and Gold is awesome, too. And I know, I think Mickey Robinson, you're going to be a part of the summer concert series out in Bunnell.
Yes, that's a nice event, yes.
And that's a little
engine. I think both groups are, actually.
I think
he's
so,
got the Fundamentals as well as Scrap Iron.
Yeah, I think Fundamentals have been there for several years now. Yes. I think Scrap Iron, he got you guys this time.
Yes, we appreciate that.
It's a great facility over there for setting. You can set on the grass or you can set under the pavilion if the weather's threatening, and it's just a great place to sit and listen
really
to music.
It is. And, you know, and I'm noticing a resurgence in live music in general around our county. I don't know, maybe you guys are as well, and just all ages, all different types. I think it's amazing. It's wonderful to see, you know, the live talent being appreciated.
Yeah, we've seen a resurgence of that at the Hillsboro Moose, you know.
Yes.
Now,
I don't know what you're talking about, Uncle.
Now, all Saturdays are pretty well booked up with bands, and that's a great thing, you know.
That's great, yeah.
It's nice to see the lights on in that hall and full of people.
Right, that's what it's about.
Either that or wedding receptions.
Yeah, well, some guys, I don't know, got a wedding reception coming up.
I don't know.
Coming right up here, too, in Etobicoke.
Yeah, September. So, as my fiance said, less than 180 days. So.
Okay, the countdown
not
begins
that she's
there,
counting.
Too.
Not that she's counting, not at all.
Well.
Yeah, watch it. She might be listening. And she was a guest on the show,
was
too.
She?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right,
we had
with her
out
work
here.
For the Decatur Zoo, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
she's a lucky girl.
Thank you. So basic early voting back on track.
Oh, yes.
You can go anytime now when the courthouse is open, regular business hours, and then Saturdays from, give it the hours again.
Yeah, this next last Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon, and we see a lot of voters usually on a Saturday. It's more convenient with their working hours or college students that may be home. And then even including next Monday, April 8th, the day before the election. But if it's convenient or if some voters just like that tradition of going to their poll on election day, we strongly encourage it. Get out, just participate, and let your voice be heard.
And then, of course, in the day of the election, if you feel the need, you could always come up to the county boardroom, see the new renovations ongoing there if you haven't already. Be a part, see the votes come in as we can, and then, or at your leisure, go on the MontgomeryCountyCo.com.
MontgomeryCO.com.
MontgomeryCO.com. And get the returns that way. So there's more than one way that you can get the tallies. And, of course, I think I'll be here till midnight that night. No, I'm kidding.
Maybe not too long.
Yeah, maybe
not.
We'll be here with our normal coverage as well. So.
Well, great.
And we urge our listeners out there, if you for some reason cannot get to the polls on your own, don't wait till next Tuesday morning. Check and make sure you've got a ride to get there.
And that's going to do it for the Wednesday talk show. Our guest, Sandy Lighthizer, Montgomery County Clerk and Recorder. Uncle Ralph next week. Don Lutz from the Montgomery County Recycling Program will be our guest. They've got an electronics recycling drive coming up. So she will be our guest at that time. Until next time, we'll talk to you next week. So long.